know the fellowship of the church. The church always has a fellowship, as it says in 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, we report to you, that you may also have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. These were apostles who were building up churches, saying that they were into a fellowship. It's a unique fellowship. It's a wonderful fellowship. And it's what is flowing through the church that stands for God, His Word, His purpose on the right ground. And He pours His fellowship into that. And that fellowship the apostles enjoyed, and they wanted to bring everybody else into that. You see, the fellowship of the church. There is a fellowship there. There's a fellowship in the church, and you need to tap into it, and you'll get so blessed. You see, but if you just drift away from it, you'll find out you will be high and dry. Okay, you say, oh, I'm doing okay. Well, you know, college life clutters your life a little bit, and doesn't let things that are really there rise to the surface very easily. But once you get away from it, those things rise to the surface quite soon. And you realize certain things, you see. So be warned. If you don't think this is right and you don't give yourself to it, be prepared for some things to happen in your life and some realizations to come to you that you might not realize right now. And one of them is that there is a fellowship, a circulation of fellowship always going on in the church that enriches the body of Christ. Okay? Matthew 16:19, it is a pretty heavy verse. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in the heavens, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in the heavens. You see, this is to those who follow Him. You see, it's a fellowship. It's a prayer, but it's also a fellowship. You see? And this shows that God committed Himself to these people. That if they bound it on earth, it was already bound in heaven. And vice versa, if they loosed it on earth, it was already loosed in heaven. The authority of God flowed to His church. Never does it indicate that it flowed to some other entity. You see, either it was the church or a person very connected with the church, like an apostle. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "And because of this, we also thank God unceasingly that when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you received it not as the Word of men, but even as it truly is, the Word of God, which also operates in you who believe." So here we have the Apostles' Word being the Word of God, received as the Word of God, and so forth, you see. Don't just say, oh, that's just so-and-so speaking. It just may be. It just may be the Word of God. And they received it from these brothers as the Word of God.